Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalm was traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, wisdom literature, and psalms of thanksgiving. Here we'll be going over the compilation of writings found in the first book of Psalm. While a large portion of the Psalms that constitute its five books came from diverse writers, according to both the Jewish and Christian traditions, King David would be considered a major contributor to the first book of Psalm. Now that we've covered some basic facts, we'll move on by opening our Bibles together to the book of Psalm chapter 21. Today we'll read the full chapter in the New Living Translation, but feel free to follow along with the version of the Bible you prefer. Now, let's begin in verse 1. How the king rejoices in your strength, O Lord! He shouts with joy because you give him victory. For you have given him his heart's desire. You have withheld nothing he requested. Interlude. You welcomed him back with success and prosperity. You placed a crown of finest gold on his head. He asked you to preserve his life, and you granted his request. The days of his life stretch on forever. Your victory brings him great honor, and you have clothed him with splendor and majesty. You have endowed him with eternal blessings and given him the joy of your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord. The unfailing love of the Most High will keep him from stumbling. You will capture all your enemies. Your strong right hand will seize all who hate you. You will throw them in a flaming furnace when you appear. The Lord will consume them in his anger. Fire will devour them. You will wipe their children from the face of the earth. They will never have descendants. Although they plot against you, their evil schemes will never succeed. For they will turn and run when they see your arrows aimed at them. Rise up, O Lord, in all your power. With music and singing we celebrate your mighty act. Once again, that was the 21st chapter of the Book of Psalm, which was read from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses that we just went over a little more in depth. The Psalms cover the whole range of human emotion, from the terrible moments to the best of times. This psalm is a song of praise on a great day. David was rejoicing on a day of victory, honor, and success. He had asked for protection in battle, and the Lord had granted victory and a safe return. David didn't take all the credit but took time to glorify the Lord, the source of all that is good. God wants us to be confident but not arrogant. How you respond when you are winning is a good indicator of how your heart is. Some people only pray when life is terrible or they need help. This can come from a faulty theology of not wanting to bother the everlasting God or simply laziness. But when we stop glorifying God for the good, soon we believe we are the givers of the good. Don't make this mistake. Praising God in the problems gives you a different perspective. Praise the Lord in the good and bad times, in the sunshine and the storms. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and some ideas to ponder during the rest of your day. As you look back on your life, whether the last decade or last week, how has God been with you every step of the way? Why is it so important to praise the Lord in the good times? Before ending this episode, our devotional team would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to continue with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then follow to get updates for new weekly devotionals. You can find us on these platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and our website, which is covenantgrove.org/devotionals. And as well, new episodes are uploaded every Monday through Friday. And in conclusion, as you go on with the rest of your day, may you be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.